what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Back on Drive Time Sports, going to talk local golf, high school golf. We approach the final couple of days of June. Before you know it, we'll be in July, and that means the start of the golf season at the high school level. It's right around the corner. Now, Carbon High School will have a new golf coach this year, replacing Coach Brett Johnson, who resigned from the position following last season. It's a familiar name with the golf program, Robbie Etzel. He graduated Carbon High School in 2014, and now he'll take over the program, and he's joining us over the phone as we speak. Coach, it's a pleasure to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. No problem.
Coach, now that you are officially the head golf coach for Carbon High School, you'll be the third coach in about 4 years. We'll talk about your experience, but first things first, what brought the interest to you to lead this Carbon High School golf program?
What it was for me is just I took a few years off where I hadn't been playing as much as I probably should have, you know, being at the University of Utah and going to school. So the last little while I had a good opportunity to talk to TK and Kenji Otani out at the golf course, and they had kind of pointed out that they were looking for a new coach. And, you know, I said if I lived down here in Price, it would be something I'd really be interested in. I think they have a good group of kids. Sure enough, I convinced the girlfriend, you know, if I apply for the job and I get it, can we move back? And she says, sure. I think not thinking that they would jump all over the opportunity. So as soon as I heard that there was the kind of opening and they were looking for somebody, I couldn't have been more excited to take the position. So,
well, and I know that it's exciting for Carbon High School because for those who don't know or those who maybe don't remember, I mean, you had a standout career at Carbon High School as well. In fact, you played so well, you had the opportunity to take your golf career past high school. And so going back, you understand what this golf program has become, the culture that has been built, because you were actually part one of those first groups with Coach Tom King to begin with.
You know what, we were, and it's just been great for me to see. I think great for the community to see the growth in the program. I'm not too familiar with a lot of the kids on the team now. I'm sure we'll get a lot closer as the season goes on. But talking to my sister, who just graduated from Carbon High, it sounds like that there's a lot of guys interested in the program, and there's a lot of great golfers up there at the high school. So I'm really ecstatic to be their coach and kind of guide them through the upcoming season.
We've had the conversations with TK. We've had the conversations with former coach Brett Johnson as well about where this program, where it's at now, and the stages that this program has gone through. I mean, now, Carbon, we're talking about a perennial top three, top four team in the state. Going back to your days at Carbon High School, again, you were part of that first sort of culture change. What were some of the things that you remember seeing up close that transformed this Carbon program?
I think for me, it's just starting the kids at a younger age. You know, I've loved to see that they have the programs now at the junior high. Golf is one of those sports. You know, I was lucky enough to have started at a really young age, picked up the clubs probably when I was 4 or 5 years old, been playing my entire life. But it's one of those things that the earlier on you can pick it up, the better. And I've definitely noticed up there with the kids that we have now and even the kids that were my age, it can make a huge difference on being able to hone skills over a 10-year time period compared to picking the clubs up, you know, your freshman year and just playing on the team for 4 years. So I think that's made a huge difference.
So have you kind of put it in your head or at least, I guess, began the process of thinking how you can evolve the junior program here in Carbon County? Because I agree with everything you just said, and as you point out, with you being the high school coach, you have to put a big emphasis on making sure that these juniors continue to learn the ropes, prepping them for when they get to the high school. So have you thought about what that junior program will look like, or maybe how you put a hand in that?
I think for me, if I can urge people to do anything, it's that we have, I mean, class act pros out at the country club. TK, I know Kenji, he was my coach when I was younger. I took lessons from him. So I think if anybody's interested or if they have kids that think they're interested, at a younger age. Get them out there. Maybe get some lessons with Kenji. Have them, you know, at least give them the opportunity to pick up a pair of clubs and see if it's something they're interested in. And if they're anything like me, they, you know, they'll never be able to put them down. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It becomes a little bit of an obsession to some people, which for me, it's been great, and it's given me a lot of opportunity over the years.
So what's your favorite aspect of the game of golf?
On the high school level, I love that it's an individual sport coupled with that team effort. I mean, you need to go out there and you need to put your heart out on the course and play the best that you can, not only to shoot the best that you can, but you and three other guys have to try to put your best out there every single meet and hit a goal. I know that last year it was probably no surprise for Carmen to be throwing out high 200s, low 300s with their top four guys, and that's what you need is just six guys going out there, putting their heart into every shot, and trying to put up a great team score. So,
again, Robbie Yetzel, our guest right now, he is the new golf coach at Carbon High School, and Coach, as you just alluded to, high 200s, low 300s for Carbon, that's something we've become accustomed to over the last few years. I'm not quite sure how familiar you actually are with the roster, but you have a standout sophomore in Bodie Salas, and when you look at the kind of the landscape of the entire 3A field, you need that anchor, right? Now, and going back to your days at Carbon High School, you guys had a good 2 to 3 golfers, but it was always that 4 and 5 spot you guys were trying to figure out. So really, while you can have an anchor, you also have to have a complete game, a complete team, and you know this very, very well just from experience.
We definitely had our days where if we could have had, you know, the 5th or 6th spot really come in and save us, it would have made a big difference. But for us, we were lucky to have the four guys that we did, that we were all seniors, and I mean, we loved every meet, and we definitely didn't have a stick quite like the Salas boy. I mean, the numbers that he's been throwing out lately, it's just impressive. So I'm excited to get around him and these other golfers and see what we're working with.
How do you coach golf, Robbie? How do you approach it? I mean, is it more of a psychological deal, or do you believe that there's some things that you can teach these kids to fine-tune? I mean, how do you have that approach out on the golf course?
I think a lot of it's fundamentals, but when you get into tournament situations, it's a mental game for sure. It's just keeping your composure. You know, we had the misfortune of, I believe, my last 2 or 3 state championship tournaments. We golfed in the rain. We golfed in the snow, 30-degree weather, and there's not. I mean, fundamentals can only take you too far when your fingers are too numb to wrap around the club. So I think a lot of it is just helping the kids have a solid base and then just kind of guiding them to let them play where they're comfortable.
With all that being said, here we are now at the end of June, which means July is right around the corner, which means the golf season is right around the corner. So it is going to be a very short off season for you. You only have a couple of weeks to get your feet wet before you have to dive in. Any idea of what the off season will look like as far as July is concerned for this team?
I think more or less just urge my golfers to get out there and play as much as you can. I know this COVID stuff has kind of made it a little difficult, but if you're not traveling anywhere, it gives you a good opportunity to go out there and practice. The course is busy, but you always have the opportunity to go out there and play as much as you can and maybe get a feel of where your game's lacking and where you can improve it, because like you said, the season will be here before we know it, and golf goes quick. So it's nice to have your game kind of honed in before the second or third match is underneath our belt. So,
yeah, there's no question. I mean, just taking a look at what the fall season will look like for this Carbon squad, your guys' first meet will actually take place August 12th. But outside of that, that's the first region meet, if I'm not mistaken. Outside of that, you will have some action here in July, the month that is fastly approaching.
Yeah, I believe we're going to probably have... I think our first practice can be around the 20th. And then, like you said, our Region 12 is on the 12th of August. That'll be up in Morgan. So I'm hoping we can maybe get these boys to go play some of these other courses once we can start having actual practice, because we only play once here in Carbon, our one home match. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe we play in Richfield twice, and we'll have three different matches up at the course in Morgan. So I think it would be a great idea to get those boys out there and play those courses, since that's going to be a large portion of our schedule for this year.
Coach, we'll end with this. If you had a message to any of the potential players' parents, what do you want them to know about you as a head coach?
I would just want to let them know that, you know, I've been in the situation that their kids are in, and above all, you know, grades are important, but it's also great to have kids that put everything into their scholastic career as they do their athletic. So we're going to have a great season, and I'm really excited to kind of help these kids because I know the situation that they're in, and I'm excited. So,
well, Coach, it's definitely a pleasure to get you back on. I look forward to many more conversations here in the very near future. Thank you again for the time today.
Of course, Jordan. Take care.
Again, that's Coach Robbie Edsel of the Carbon Dino Boys Golf Squad. Full write-up on the announcement of Coach Edsel taking over the boys golf program at Carbon High School is available at CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return live from the Auto Farm Studios.